A recent survey from the National Society of Allotment and Leisure Gardeners suggests there's almost 160,000 people on a 2 to 5 year waiting list for an allotment throughout the UK. Peter Horrocks works for the society in Newcastle and has an allotment in nearby Jesmond, which he's had for over 40 years. He says he can understand why there are so many people waiting.
It's the fresh air, the exercise, the crack. There are a lovely bunch of people on here. The wide open spaces, it's just a liking for the good life.
But what about running an allotment on a day-to-day basis? Surely it takes hard work and commitment. I met up with Anne and her father Jimmy, two amateur allotment owners, to get their thoughts on running and owning an allotment. Anne says that although it can be strenuous, she believes you really can taste the difference.
And the cucumbers are coming on, they've got flowers on. Yeah, and the tomatoes. Yeah, everything's looking good in here.
Is eating food that hasn't been sort of sprayed or tampered with genetically, is that a big plus for you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, it's got no chemicals on it, it hasn't been sprayed with chemicals. And the taste is just so much nicer. It has some flavour.
When did you first decide to get an allotment?
My daughter decided that we should have an allotment when I retire, so she can get the benefit of my hard labours.
Although Jimmy jokes, he's keen to stress the benefits of being an allotment owner. He reckons the biggest plus is the variety of produce you can grow and use all year round.
We have rhubarb. My wife makes chutneys. Out of stuff, out of produce, out of the garden. We have a continuous source of lettuce for your salads in the summer. Radishes, shallots. Just, you've got to, like, think of what you can grow to freeze to make it worth your while.
Whilst at their allotment, Anne and Jimmy introduced me to Dawn. Dawn was initially on a waiting list, like thousands out there are, but she believes an allotment is worth the wait, especially because of the money they can save people.
If you put the time and energy in, you reap the rewards and you do save money, you know. And it's not only that, it's that you're eating healthily and you know exactly where it comes from, you know what's been put into the crops, what hasn't.
Just open them up.
Oh, yeah. Millions of strawberries, none of them ripe yet.
What message would you give to anyone that's maybe thinking about having an allotment or starting an allotment?
It takes time. Obviously, this was a tip when we took it on. It's taken me 3 years to get it the way we want it. But if you like being outdoors, I would say go for it.
Back at his allotment in Jesmond, Peter understands why people are frustrated at allotment waiting lists, but he says he expects these lists to increase over the next few years.
There's 157,000 on the waiting list for the 300,000 allotments which are available. So there's a fair waiting list and there's a lot of latent demand out there. The waiting list as it stands are people who are keen enough to put their name down for a plot probably 3 years' time.
With the benefits of owning an allotment clear, from saving money to tasting the difference in the produce, the National Allotment Society say they will continue to push for more plots throughout the UK. But for now, those would-be owners on waiting lists up and down the country, the need for patience continues.